Good evening. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 21st day of April 2018. I'm your host, Al Whitney. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business, is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. There's also an IDH program links page on my site where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free people's empowerment guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. It is now in its 9th edition, and I'm working on the 10th. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, I got something in the mail today that changed my direction. It wasn't today, I guess it was 2 days ago, and it was from American Electric Power, and they were notifying me that they are going to move forward and be installing or deploying. I love the fact that they openly use the word deploy, which is a military term. They're going to deploy smart meters in my community and basically all over Central Ohio. So, well, many years ago, I learned about smart meters, and I did set up a wiki site called People for Safe Technologies. I kind of got involved in the legal issues and the vaccine issues, and not much was going on in my community regarding smart meters, so I kind of, you know, let that one drift until I got this postcard in the mail, and it's a public, you know, propaganda piece. I mean, it says right on it, it's a big card. It's bigger than 8.5 by 11. And it says right on it, your new smart meter, not just a pretty face. And it gives you all the propaganda about smart meters, telling you how wonderful this is going to be, and it's going to do all these great things, and yada, yada. So I looked in my files and remembered that I had purchased Josh Del Sol's documentary, which I believe came out in 2014, called Take Back Your Power. And I liked it a lot, so I dusted it off and I convinced my husband to sit down and watch it with me. And he was very interested and he was very concerned. So let's see, we have the trailer. Should we hear the trailer on that, Ken, first, the little video? I think that's a trailer. This is the trailer of Josh Del Sol's documentary, Take Back Your Power.
You know, under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
Dozens and dozens of people who are reporting some really huge billing spikes, in one case over 1,000%.
The so-called smart grid that is as vulnerable as what we've got is not smart at all. It's a really, really stupid grid.
You've got massive data storage areas that never existed before, specifically to accommodate the accumulation of this kind of knowledge.
What in the world are they trying to do with all this data? Why do they need to get into our lives this deeply?
What you're seeing is the establishment of a surveillance society.
And then they can use this system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
Where does it stop? At what point do we draw the line?
Clever people called the technology smart to make it seem intimidating so no one would question it.
What I'm finding is that these smart meters are emitting radiation every few seconds.
These things that they're installing would allow them to control every appliance in your house. What is it that makes the government think that they can usher us into a totalitarian state at all, much less without us even noticing?
They are a necessary upgrade to the electricity grid.
Okay, I'll try this one more time. Legally, are you allowed to refuse the new meter?
Okay, that was the trailer, and I went ahead and purchased the documentary, and I recommend everyone does. I can't remember what it cost because I bought it a couple years ago, but you can go to their website, Take Back Your Power, and you can still purchase it. My husband was very impressed, and he really had not looked too closely at the smart meter issue. What got his attention, of course, and Will, for anyone who's got a pacemaker, is the man that they featured in the documentary who had difficulty with his pacemaker because of the smart meter. And that concerns everyone. It should concern us, not just those who have pacemakers, but everyone who has children and pets and bees in their yard and birds in their trees, because this technology is emitting radio frequencies, radiation, almost continuously. If you haven't looked into it, I suggest you start with Take Back Your Power. Now, 5G is coming along, and I did run into a wonderful another documentary. This one, and it talks about 5G, and it talks about the legislation that was put in place to allow for this horrific, horrific new technology called 5G. And I will put a link into this YouTube. I really liked it. The guy's name was Kevin Motus, M-O-T-T-U-S. And the, let me see, if the YouTube is called The New 5G Technology, semicolon, Why It Could Destroy Nature and Humanity, with Kevin Motus, M-O-T-T-U-S. He does a very nice job. It's about, I think, an hour, a little more than an hour long, explaining what the 5G thing is and explaining, again, radio frequencies. And he offers information on legislation. And this came out a while back, so I'm going to have to do more investigation because, according to Kevin, it never really, this legislation that would mandate that all municipalities and everybody takes this 5G technology didn't really pass both houses in Washington. And so the movers and shakers who want it in place are going, according to Kevin, state by state to get each state to pass it and allow them to install these transmitters, really what they are, every five houses or so. I mean, he does such an excellent job explaining 5G. If you don't know anything about 5G, I will put a link to it. There's all kinds of good information out there about 5G. He somehow believes that if we contact our state representatives, there's a chance that they will not allow it in our states. I don't know if that's true or not. Generally, they follow the money. You know, they get a lot of lobbyists in there. And then the federal corporation offers the state grant money to do their bidding. And the people aren't involved in these decisions at all. So we got two things really staring us in the face. One is, for me, smart meters. I don't know if you have one or not, but we have not in my community. This would be new. And the other is 5G, which is not yet in my community, and I don't much want that either. So I want to play a bit. It's about 30 minutes from Take Back Your Power. That's the long one, Ken. You have a long one and a short one. And I'd love people to listen, particularly to the beginning, because there is a movement out there, the Empower Movement, and these folks have connected with Josh Del Sol, who made the movie Take Back Your Power, and they are promoting a way not to consent, a way to get the power company to back off on the smart meters. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. I get a lot of emails about that. But let's start first and listen to about 30 minutes of Take Back Your Power. This is not the trailer. This is the first 30 minutes of the movie. Could we play that now?
About the safety of smart meters, he does not have to have it.
Is it PUC's decision that by allowing an opt-out, it can duck an obligation to consider the health or the trespass issues?
Your Honor, all of these issues were before the commission in the earlier proceedings. The commission had a proceeding on this,
but it didn't decide any of those issues.
No, Your Honor. The commission did not.
The commission, in fact, declined to do the analysis to make the decisions about health and safety.
The remedy for all of the concerns in those proceedings was to offer an opt-out.
How about the members of the public that are not opting out? Isn't it the commission's responsibility to look after their health and safety and to make a judgment as to whether they're being unreasonably exposed to RF?
Your Honor, nothing in the world can be made absolutely safe.
So are you admitting that they're not safe? Is it the PUC's position that these are safe enough?
Your Honor, the public is free to have whatever concerns it would have.
What the commission is doing, as you present it, is saying it has declined to do the health and safety analysis. You're on your own.
No, the commission instructed the utility to, in its communication plan, to provide information to all of its customers about smart meters. And so it's to the science that is out there.
But Ms. McCullough, there's still all those people that have them. And for those people, you're saying that the state of affairs can be that the commission can take no position on their safety.
And leave it up to the utility?
About a year ago, a good friend of mine got ill, and there was no apparent reason why. And then she realized that her electric utility had installed a new digital smart meter, a wireless electric meter, at the same time as she got ill. As I looked into it, thousands of people have had the same experiences. So I wanted to figure out, is this really happening? Are people truly getting sick because of radiation coming from electric meters? I grabbed a camera and interviewed as many people as I could from all around the world to find out what's been their experience and what do they know. I had no idea the level of startling information that we would discover along the way.
I was hearing this banging on the basement door, which is the door that leads into the hydrometers that are in here. So I leave my bed, and I come down here, and I sit right here on the step, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to film this.
Sorry. I'm just putting in your meters. Your power's going to be out for about 28 volt when I find the meters. They're down here, right?
I'll show you the door. I'd heard her banging, but I didn't know that she actually kicked the door in until she left. Because when she left, I came here and I found this on the ground. I was like, wow, she actually kicked the door in. We've since repaired the door. And we've put these do not install a smart meter sign on our door.
And apparently this wasn't the only case of a utility breaking and entering.
The morning the guy came in to change the meters, this had been shattered. He had taken a deadbolt cutter and cut up our chain and basically pried their door open and walked right in here. And when he left, the chain was laying on the ground and it was broken. The lock was broken also. Vandalized the property and forced his way onto my property without buzzing any of the building buzzers.
So with billions of dollars being spent all around the world with zero public input, and with all of these concerns coming to the fore, I realized that there had to be some serious commitment behind the scenes to push this grid through.
A smart meter is part of a much bigger picture and a much bigger design. A smart meter is really just the attachment that goes on an outside of a home or a business. A two-way transmission device that ties into the larger smart grid plans that are being built out across the world.
In my research into this, I found that utilities around the world were stating that the smart grid will deliver enhanced energy security, reduced greenhouse gases, improved urban air quality, and increased grid asset utilization. To me, this sounded great on paper.
Unfortunately, there are problems with how the systems work. The smart grid systems are very buggy.
There seems to be a critical systemic issue with these misnamed smart meters. They're actually causing fires, in many cases, after they're installed. After hundreds of blazes with very few admissions of fault, the insurance adjusters are catching on.
And he says, jump in the car, we just got a call, your house is on fire.
It was true. Michael Capetto's Upper Makefield home was going up, burning, from a fire in his newly installed electric meter.
Well, tonight there's a major development from PECO. After at least two dozen fires and more than a dozen incidents of overheating, the energy giant is halting its controversial smart meter installation program.
And they're being installed by people who are not very well trained for the most part.
BC Hydro says it's removing 1,000 smart meters from homes across the province. The company says the move is just routine testing.
So how many smart meter fires have there been?
We've installed approximately 9 million smart meters and we have no reports of smart meters causing fires.
Not one single report.
No.
The picture, this is probably the better side of the garage. I don't know if you can see it. The meters were over here.
And so the fire department basically said that the meters started the blaze?
He just took one look at the wreckage and said smart meters and walked away and never called back or came back.
Well, Brittany, you were saying earlier that there was no smart meter fires, and this lady right here has pictures of her smart meter that exploded on her house.
Josh, can I ask you to stop recording?
PG&E knows that they do catch on fire when they are remotely turned back on when a customer who is delinquent in their bill finally pays their bill. These meters catch fire. They know it, and they are covering it up.
Taxpayer money has now gone to some of the largest corporations on the planet. General Electric, for instance, is the largest manufacturer of smart grids. They're being manufactured in China.
As part of the 2009 U.S. bailout, $3.4 billion was funneled into a national smart grid stimulus, later increased to $11 billion. This created a scenario where utilities were given a massive financial incentive to go along with the program.
And because they went after the stimulus money, they needed to have a certain amount of their meters deployed before they could recoup the cost. In addition to that, they started billing customers for these smart meters months prior to any actual deployment of these meters to the people's homes. So the consumers have been paying for these smart meters all along, even if they didn't have one.
According to Time magazine, President Obama originally suggested pouring $100 billion into a smart grid at a time of economic crisis immediately following the 2008 election. Wikipedia reports that the U.S. government's primary reason for this unprecedented allocation of public funds is the eventual reduction in electricity usage by more than 4%. However, real-world evidence shows that installations of smart meters are not even producing any energy savings whatsoever. According to a senior assistant attorney for Illinois Public Utilities, quote, "It's devastating to their plan. The report shows zero statistically different results."
They're being found in pilot programs now, smart grids are, to really save no energy whatsoever.
So who benefits?
I got a bill in December for $1,107. There's got to be a mistake.
No mistake, says PG&E. After reviewing their accounts, the company says their meters were working correctly, just like those of the 1,500 other Californians who complained. Consumer advocate Mindy Spatt says that still doesn't explain something else.
Customers with the smart meters claim that their energy usage has inexplicably risen since the meters were put in.
So in other words, it makes it look like they're all of a sudden they're using twice as much energy as they used to use.
Exactly.
An experiment by some students at Stanford is raising new questions tonight about the accuracy of PG&E's controversial new smart meters.
People all over the state have been complaining about inflated bills. Seven on Your Side's Michael Finney is here now to tell us more about the students' experiment.
Like so many others, these students' PG&E bill went through the roof at just about the same time their new smart meter was installed.
We start the week with an explosive investigation into the massive mistakes being made with power bills. Serious flaws affecting every electricity user with a smart meter have been uncovered. And when this whistleblower told his power company what he'd found, they offered to pay him off. This exclusive investigation by James Thomas has sparked calls for a national inquiry.
Why is it that in Ontario, California, Texas, Australia, all these other jurisdictions, the rates have been doubling and tripling, and this is a fact? And we are told that the bills are going to stay the same, it's actually going to bring the bills down, it's going to be more efficient, and all these things. Then when the bills go up, all these denials start to come in. Well, actually, you were just using more energy. The best one that I like to hear is actually the meter's more accurate.
These cost increases from widespread systemic inaccuracies of smart meters are separate from the additional cost increases, which will be based on time of use.
It's all about money. We're going to be charged for time of use one day. It's coming.
But hang on a minute. Isn't the whole point to lower electricity bills for everyone? I mean, what we're seeing so far with increased bills has to be just a bump in the road. Doesn't it?
You know, under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
Started to hear about was how this worldwide smart grid program was making the entire power grid vulnerable to cyber attack.
What they're doing now, they're constructing what they call a smart grid.
And they're going to make it easier for you and me to call our homes on our cell phone and turn down our air conditioning on a hot afternoon if we're not there. Great. But that may well mean that a hacker in Shanghai with his cell phone can do the same thing or worse. And a so-called smart grid that is as vulnerable as what we've got is not smart at all. It's a really, really stupid grid.
The vulnerabilities of the Internet are now being transferred to the importance of the power grid. Without 100% assurance that the Internet or that connectivity is safe, we are bringing the potential to take down the power that runs this nation.
There is a smart grid initiative in almost every industrialized nation happening at the same time. And what that provides is the potential for disaster to happen on a catastrophic scale.
Even the U.S. government is admitting that the smart grid now opens the door to cyber terrorism on a huge scale. The Washington Post reported on the Inspector General's findings that utilities and government didn't seem to care about the new hacking vulnerabilities. Energy officials knew of these weaknesses but approved plans for the projects anyway. My journey of investigating deeper into this worldwide program began in British Columbia.
They knew about smart meters years ago. They could have been talking about it, but they kept it quite secret. They thought perhaps they could introduce it, simply do it, and no one would respond. We'd all forget. And they designed legislation that would make this possible, the installation of the smart meters, because without the legislation, obviously, it would be going to the Utilities Commission. They'd be looking at it. They'd be assessing it. They'd be studying it. They'd be addressing all the concerns we're talking about now. That's...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You said simply do it and no one would respond, we'd all forget. And they designed legislation that would make this possible, the installation of the smart meters, because without the legislation, obviously, it would be going to the Utilities Commission, they'd be looking at it, they'd be assessing it, they'd be studying it, they'd be addressing all the concerns we're talking about now. That's their role, and that's been cut out of the process.
It was a terrible idea. Without the ability for the public to get honest, transparent answers from the government and from BC Hydro, they were left to their own devices.
Which for many BC Hydro customers meant turning to the internet.
And a quick Google search of smart meters will give you thousands of pages of bad news. We have a large number of British Columbians, over 100,000, that have not yet received meters, and it's because they don't want them. It has nothing to do with a lack of technology. It has nothing to do with the labor shortage. It's customers that are saying no.
This is a mandate. This is being pushed down your throat by a company that is not responsive, by a government that is not responsible, and it's being done in a collusion that's designed to undermine the individual rights of individual people and communities across the country and around the world.
So our provincial government has rewritten laws, is ignoring a democratic vote by all mayors and councillors, and is also ignoring resolutions from more than 50 local municipalities who have passed additional independent moratoriums on installation of these meters in their own cities. Despite numerous calls over several weeks, BC Hydro declined a request for an interview. Corex Utilities, the company installing the meters, didn't even want to return our calls.
Do they have the right to refuse the new meter?
The meters are a necessary upgrade to the electricity grid.
Okay, but this is non-negotiable. You must have the new meter?
They are a necessary upgrade to the electricity grid.
Okay, I'll try this one more time. Legally, are you allowed to refuse the new meter? You're uncomfortable with this question.
I'm just trying to figure out how best to answer that.
What does it say about our political system? Have we completely gone the way of corporations? Is there any representation left?
Well, I'm very reluctant to use the word fascism as a student of history. I mean, we're nowhere near that. But the corporatocracy is the word that I'm comfortable with.
There is a worldwide privatization scheme. It's really, I suppose, a new form of corporatism, where governments are no longer masters of their own fate.
And it starts to become clear that this same undemocratic process to covertly implement smart meters in my province of British Columbia was also the case in California, throughout North America, and around the world. So how could it possibly be the case that these corporations who are pushing for a global smart grid would continue with their plans despite an enormous list of potentially disastrous downsides?
A massive part of the smart meter agenda is to literally track every single movement within a house. So every time somebody switches on a light, every time somebody switches on an appliance, each of these appliances has a unique code, which is then effectively transmitted through the smart meter down the grid. So anybody that is minded to do so can hone in on an individual residence and actually track what is going on in that household.
So they can figure out, when is your refrigerator being used? When is your TV on? What are you doing with your energy? And they're going to start having a profile of you as an individual.
A congressional research report all but concluded that smart meters in the United States are a violation of the Fourth Amendment. In no uncertain terms, the court has asserted that at the very core of the Fourth Amendment stands the right of a man to retreat into his home and there be free from unreasonable government intrusion. With smart meters, police will have access to data that might be used to track residents' daily lives and routines while in their homes, including their eating, sleeping, and showering habits, what appliances they use and when, and whether they prefer the television to the treadmill, among a host of other details. And while some utilities are still saying that all of the in-home private data they'll collect on you will be kept safely tucked away, another picture seems to be emerging.
Here in California, utilities are already selling our private electricity usage data to third-party corporations for a profit. Rather than discourage this practice, the California Public Utilities Commission has actually encouraged it.
In a 2011 press release titled, California Commission Adopts Rules to Protect the Privacy and Security of Customer Electricity Usage Data, comes the following. CPUC President Michael Peavy: our action today will protect the privacy and security of customer electricity usage data while enabling authorized third parties to use the information. Commissioner Timothy Allen Simon added, I support today's decision because it expands consumer and third-party access to electricity usage information. I hope this decision stimulates market interest. In the summer of 2013, these newfound intentions became evident. The San Francisco Chronicle revealed that California's electric utilities last year disclosed the energy use records and other personal information of thousands of customers to agencies within the U.S. government.
As General Petraeus has said, make no mistake about it, we have the ability to spy on your households through your appliances. And if we have that ability, we probably will use it.
I mean, this is control freakery. It is the wet dream of the technocrats. People who live locked in a left brain construct that has no room for anything spiritual in their lives.
Last year we discovered that Verizon have a patent for a piece of technology that they're calling the Smart TV Detection Zone. And this product will sit next to your television and be capable of eavesdropping on your conversations whilst you're watching TV. So we'll be able to determine, for example, who's in the room, who's watching TV, what you're talking about, and how you're talking about it. How far does that go? Where does it stop? At what point do we draw the line and say no?
Let's look, for example, at the CISPA bill. That's the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, which was intended to legalize transferring all your data from megacorporations to the government. Now, this seems to be in violation of our Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure, but it's already passed the House. Fortunately, the Senate has so far refused to vote on it. Recognizing the pushback to CISPA, apparently, the Obama administration has created a covert agreement with the Justice Department to grant immunity to all these communication companies and internet companies that were already sharing the data. And now, as of June 12, 2013, a new aspect of that goes into effect, which expands this whole authorization to cover all critical infrastructure sectors, and that includes energy, health, and finance.
What you're seeing is the establishment of a surveillance society. You're seeing the establishment of a surveillance network. It raises the specter of kind of the rise of soft tyranny. It raises the specter of you're automatically suspicious until we prove that you're not. It raises the specter of a universal, I call it a universal wiretap, a persistent universal wiretap on every single person. Or if it's not, they can create one. Because, and what happens if they don't like you? What happens if you speak ill will against the government? What happens if you say something they consider disloyal? I mean, that's not the country that I took an oath to defend four times in my government career.
What's the mindset of these mammoth corporations who are now apparently in partnership with government?
Eric Schmidt is Google's CEO.
People are treating Google like their most trusted friend. Should they be?
If you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
Google has already been caught and fined for systematically hacking and harvesting passwords from millions of private Wi-Fi networks with its mapping cars, and illegally siphoning private data from iPhone users.
We don't need you to type at all, because we know where you are, with your permission. We know where you've been, with your permission. We can more or less guess what you're thinking about.
So Schmidt simply views the invasion of privacy as a way to allow the internet giant to gain more information about you. And then that data will let the search engine help you in your everyday life. Don't you get it? Google is trying to amass a huge amount of personal information about you to help you.
There's what I call the creepy line. And the Google policy about a lot of these things is to get right up to the creepy line but not cross it. I would argue that implanting things in your brain is beyond the creepy line.
Mine in particular.
Yes. At least for the moment, until the technology gets better. Let's talk a little bit about information and search.
Wait a minute. What was that?
I would argue that implanting things in your brain is beyond the creepy line.
Mine is.
At least for the moment, until the technology gets better.
Is he saying that Google's creepy line is defined only by the current level of technology? What does a higher level of technology have to do with morals or ethics?
But what I learned in Silicon Valley was there is no moral component to technology unless humans insist that it be there.
What more do you need to know? But most people seem to be want to just close their mind to it and just say, oh, the government wouldn't do that, and, you know, that can't be true. It is true, and once you know it's true, you get this question in your mind of how did they think they could get away with it, and what in the world are they trying to do with all this data? Why do they need to get into our lives this deeply?
My research has led me to believe that the controlling elite are trying to create a global cashless currency. And one of the ways that they intend to do this is to base it on carbon credits. Basically, what that means is they're going to dole out your use of energy dependent on your behavior. And they want to be able to control it themselves. So these things that they're installing, the meters and the appliances with both sending and receiving transmitters, would allow them to not only monitor, but to control every appliance in your house. What is it that makes the government think that they can usher us into a totalitarian state at all, much less without us even noticing?
It seemed to me that whether it's a terrorism threat or an apparent energy crisis, or an obsession to modernize technology without purpose, what's being consistently implied is that we must now willingly give up our basic human rights. I had to wonder, what if we are being systematically fed a false paradigm?
Scarcity is the nightmare that's lurking in everyone's mind. It's
what's driving a lot of our emotional reactions to everything that we face. It's that lurking fear that things are going to run out. So it's not a bad thing that we do have these fears, but they've overcome our ability to look at the reality, which is that we don't live in a condition of scarcity. There is no shortage of energy on this planet. The sun is the source of all, and the sun produces quadrillions of times the amount of energy we need.
I've personally had the privilege of visiting numerous laboratories where inventors are successfully creating technologies which access off-grid energy in whole new ways, and it's really exciting to see. Sadly, most of these have been raided and shut down, and the Federation of American Scientists have actually acknowledged publicly on their website that over 5,000 of these technologies have been suppressed, have been confiscated in the process of applying for patents. This whole smart meter fiasco could go away very quickly if these alternative energy technologies were simply allowed to flourish. Now, that's not going to be in the agenda of the controlling elite. That's going to be up to us.
I looked into it, and it turns out the U.S. government has actually created a law for the suppression of inventions. The patent laws allow any interested agency, including the Atomic Energy Commission, to shut down any patents if they consider them to be detrimental to the national security. With six of the world's seven largest companies in the oil and gas industry, could it be possible there's a vested interest in preventing decentralized clean energy pulling strings at this level of depth? And incredibly, in July of 2013, Spain actually taxed the sun, setting a fine of 30 million euros for violators who collect sunlight for their own use. While billions and billions of taxpayer dollars continue to be spent for a centralized control grid, are we still
That's it. Well, I think it's interesting in that segment, and again, that's only like 30 minutes of a movie that I highly recommend. We do have a link. It is free online. There are two versions, so I saw them both, and I will put the one. One of them leaves out a real important clip in the beginning that I am going to play after the next break, because that's what I kind of want to talk about. But they are talking about energy scarcity, and I do recall, you know, the peak oil movement, I believe, is still alive and well. I get a newsletter once a week from those people, the Association for the Study of Peak Oil U.S. They're still alive and well. Roscoe Bartlett, the representative from Maryland, gave talks on the floor of Congress for years about peak oil and they were running out of oil. So the question still sits there, do they believe in peak oil? And if they do, I recall when I was still in the movement, there was a proposal that instead of all the countries going to war for oil, that each country be encouraged to reduce their oil usage, power down, by an equal percentage across the planet. I remember that was discussed. I don't know that it is being implemented, but it sounds very much like when you listen to Take Back Your Power, the goal is to reduce the amount of power available to us. So has somebody in Washington bought into that? I can't say for sure. A lot of people in the government believe the whole peak oil scam. If you believe oil is from fossils, then you would think that ultimately it's going to run out. So since it's not from fossils, and if you start investigating the fact that peak oil is bogus, you'll realize that this is about controlling energy. And go back to reading Silent Weapons of Quiet War. Controlling energy is their goal, human energy and all other energy. Okay, we'll be back shortly.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We're back tonight. We're talking about 5G and smart meters. I played a clip from a segment, actually. It was about 30 minutes from Take Back Your Power, a wonderful documentary produced by Josh Del Sol. And they do bring up the fact that they're talking about energy scarcity. And I did a while back a show about peak oil and my experience, and I jumped into that one with both feet, you know. It scared the bejesus out of me. Oh, my God, we're running out of oil. And author William Engdahl did the same thing. He's in Germany. He's an American living in Germany. And I ran into what his research showed, and it caught his attention. He went to the Association for the Study of Peak Oil conferences in Europe and listened to what they had to say and did his own investigation. And he exposed the fact that it just simply isn't true. You know, they've all been taught this, but it isn't true. Now, there's a wonderful booklet on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com, called Anatomy of a Con Job. Easy to read, interesting, written by John Truman Wolf. It's free. He gave me permission to make it available. I highly recommend it. He explains all these cons that are really being, you know, promoted with all your city workers, all your county workers, all your state employees, all the agency network is buying into this, of course, because they're getting paid to do it. So, again, read Anatomy of a Con Job and you'll understand that there is a con going on. They are telling us that we're going to have energy shortages. They're telling us that we're going to have water shortages, and there's such a thing as primary water, so that's not true either. They're claiming that we would have food shortages if we didn't have toxic GMO food. Again, not true. Instead, what we've got is this long-distance shipping of food, which takes an enormous amount of energy. If you wanted to be energy efficient, you would grow it closer to home so you wouldn't have to transport it halfway around the world. So what they're doing is obviously not about energy efficiency. It is about them gaining control over energy, over food, over water, and over us. So what to do about it? Well, before we go into that, I have a short segment. It's maybe I should wait for the break, Ken, because I don't want to interrupt it. It's close to 3 minutes. From, again, Take Back Your Power, I'd like to focus on this short segment because it really is revealing as to what's going on with the utility companies, with the electric companies, with the safety aspect of smart meters. What is going on behind the scenes? So when we come back, I'm going to play that and talk a little bit about it and a little bit about a smart meter denial of consent notice, which we actually put together several years ago, but we just recently updated it. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.